He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the April 21st live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Gee, we should have started the show a few minutes ago. The market was positive then. Now it's slipped into the red. We started out with pretty good futures action. I think it was up S&P up about 10 points or so. Before the market, pre-market, opened up pretty strong, up about 7 or 8 points, and now we are back to even. We're just slightly ahead now on the S&P 500, up a half a point to 2100. The Dow has slipped into negative territory, down 38 points to 17,996. The NASDAQ is holding on to its gain, however. It's up 16 points. That's 0.3%, and the NASDAQ back above 5,000 after yesterday's big move. The NASDAQ is at 5,010. Wow, we haven't said that for a while. Crude oil continues to hang tough. Crude oil's at $57.64, down a little bit here today. Gold continues to go nowhere. Gold is at $1,194 per ounce. The euro continues to drop. You know, the Greek drama continues to go on without a resolution. Not looking very good right now. The euro is at 1.0694. The 10-year yield rising a little bit today. The 10-year yield is at 1.90%, but from a historical point of view, still off the charts with low interest rates dominating at the current time, 1.90%. Earnings season continues. More come in last night. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, San Diego, California. Well, so far we've had about 100 companies that have reported their earnings, and the theme continues to be, from my perspective, earnings beat, revenues miss. That's better than revenues beat and earnings miss, however, because most of the valuations done on stocks and on the stock market are based on earnings, not revenues. And now we're starting to get some of the big companies. This week will be a huge week. In fact, by this weekend, we should have a really good indication of where corporate America is at right now. And I'll be updating my numbers for the S&P 500 stocks once again. Last weekend when I did it, I had a smattering of companies that had reported, and there was very little change to my numbers. This week, however, we should see a little bit more in the way of companies reporting from that S&P 500, and we'll have a little bit more to go on when we adjust the numbers this week. Most of the European markets are a little bit higher so far. We've got the Asian markets finishing with a big gain after Monday's big rally in the stock market. What fueled that rally? China. The same market that roiled the S&P 500 on Friday when they announced that they were going to rein in their margin rules requirements. Over the weekend, they lowered interest rates, and that set off a rally to begin the week this past week. And that continues here so far. Russia's GDP shrinks 2%. You think they're telling the truth? God, I got to believe it was more than 2% in quarter one. With all of that dependency, you know, oil is a huge part of their economy in Russia. And, of course, Russia still has sanctions placed on it over Ukraine, which they don't seem to care about. They've had a massive drop in their ruble. I got to believe that their economy contracted by more than 2% in the first quarter of this year. But that's the numbers they're reporting, so that's the numbers we'll go with here. Last week, I featured a stock. In fact, on Friday, I put my neck on the line. I featured a stock that was reporting earnings on Monday, and that can go either way. That's a two-edged sword. You could report, you could do feature a stock, and on Monday they could miss earnings by 2 cents, and the stock could be down 12%. Or vice versa, they could report earnings that beat expectations in the stock. Well, Hasbro ended up being one of the biggest winners on Monday. I featured it on Friday as a best stock now, and one that I've owned for a while, one that seems to have all 12 cylinders humming right now, one that seems to be in the right spot at the right time. And my hat is off to the management of Hasbro, who's kind of brought it back from obscurity. You know, Hasbro hasn't done a whole lot in a long time, and yet it showed up as a best stock now recently. When I looked into it, I saw that they've really been doing well on rewarding shareholders recently, and there was still some good value there. I've owned it for maybe about a month or two, 6 weeks, something like that, and they came in and reported earnings on Monday that really were spectacular, and Hasbro ended up being one of the biggest winners in the market on Monday. Sometimes you just get lucky like that. But it's been my experience that good stocks seem to report good earnings and bad stocks seem to report bad earnings. That's been my experience over the years. Another company that's in the news this week is another one that I featured recently on my show, and that being Mylan Labs, another one that I own. I believe in my moderate risk portfolio or conservative growth portfolio, or maybe both. I can't remember which. It's in my newsletter. You can look it up. Mylan we own here. We've owned it for a while. Mylan's done really well for us recently. First, there was the rumor that Mylan was going to buy out Perrigo, and that made the stock bolt higher about 2 weeks ago. It's always nice to own a stock that is bolting higher. That's a nice, good feeling. And it's bolting higher again this week, as it now is a takeout target. Teva Pharmaceutical out of Israel is targeting Mylan out of, I believe, the Netherlands, trying to buy them out. What would that do to the Perrigo deal? It would probably destroy the Perrigo deal. Perrigo's down a little bit on the news, but needless to say, I do own Mylan, and Mylan is a big winner in the market today. Mylan also recently showed up on my Best Stocks Now leadership board, and I purchased it maybe 2-3 months ago. It's been a good stock over the years. Teva is proposing to acquire Mylan for $82 a share. Mylan's at $74 right now. You say, well, how come Mylan doesn't jump right up to $82? Because there's a question whether or not Mylan will accept the offer or not. And that's why there's a lot of risk there. It's not going to go up to $82 right now. That means it's a done deal, and it's not a done deal. In fact, I think Mylan will probably spurn the offer. We'll have to see. Oh, we've got other companies reporting this week. IBM has reported. You know, I'm not a fan of the stock. It's not a best stock now. I featured it recently. We came to the conclusion that it's not a best stock now. It reports earnings that were, a little bit better than expected. But you know how you judge an earnings report? By the reaction. And the stock is down a little bit since their earnings report. IBM has been dead money for quite some time. It's been trading in this 160 to 165 level, and it has not been a very good performer over the years. Can McDonald's be saved? They're trying it here. They're testing it in San Diego. Hey, all-day breakfast at 94 restaurants in San Diego this week. I'll have to tell the crew to go out about 4 p.m. today and get yourself an Egg McMuffin. I'm buying. We'll see if McDonald's all-day breakfast can save their bacon over there. They haven't had much to crow about here recently at Mickey D's, but all-day breakfast now, so there you go. If you're living in San Diego, your way home tonight, take home some Egg McMuffins. What else is happening? A lot more earnings coming in this week. This ought to be one of the busiest weeks yet as far as earnings season goes. It's an important one. We still are of the opinion here that this quarter will be a little bit less than the same quarter last year, somewhere in the 5-6% range. This is the first drop in earnings in a long, long time. But we're also of the opinion as of now that this is a temporary blip caused by low oil prices and a strong dollar, and those are already starting to rectify themselves, meaning that earnings will start growing once again after we get through this little soft patch. How about we talk about a best stock now when we come back? This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now radio hour. If you've got a 401k at work, the first decision that you have to make is whether to be in the market or not. And I know a lot of people, it's gotten a lot easier to go online and reallocate your holdings, rebalance, and go to cash. And over the last 6 years, 5 weeks, that's been the wrong thing to do. The market has been going up now. Well, not every day, not every week, not every month. But the primary trend of the market has been a steep uptrend now for over 6 years. And had you just put your 401k into the S&P 500 index, you would have more than tripled your money so far. And that's not including the money that you're putting into your 401k. Now you have to ask yourself, have I tripled my money since 2009, March of 2009? Or have I played a lot of games trying to outguess the market? Well, I have a mutual fund model portfolio that I publish every week in my newsletter. It's up double digits so far this year. And I've kept you in the market for the last 6 years and 3 weeks, something like that. I've never said to pull the trigger and go to cash, move to the sidelines. And you say, well, do you ever tell people to go to the sidelines and not be in the market? The answer to that question is yes. When the signs finally show that the economy is going to start contracting and that we've reached an apex, that the tide has reached high tide and it's starting to go out, then slowly but surely, who knows how fast it'll happen, the stock market won't be the best place to be. What will be? I don't know. Will it be foreign? Will it be precious metals? Will it be inverse? Will it be bonds? We'll just have to wait and see at that time. But for the last 6 years, it's been the stock market that has reigned and has produced the best results and has been the place to be. I publish my mutual fund portfolio every single week in my newsletter, which you can get by going to my website at pwstreet.com. That model portfolio is currently 9% in cash, 91% invested, and I list the mutual funds that I've gleaned from my Best Stocks Now app, which has quite a few mutual funds in it, and I add more all the time. You may not be able to find those exact mutual funds in your 401k, but you just have to do the best that you can with what is offered. If you're offered a bond portfolio in your 401k, I can tell you that my model portfolio has no bond exposure whatsoever. If you're offered a precious metals fund in your portfolio, I have no precious metals, and my cash is just 9%. The rest of it's invested. So anyways, you can see what's in it every week. And when that moment comes, when we start to slip back into bear territory and the next bear market ensues, well, you'll see it in my newsletter when I think it's time to pull the trigger. You can go to my website at pwstreet.com and follow along every week by getting on our newsletter mailing list. And I obviously, some 401ks allow you to own individual stocks. They're getting more liberal all the time. People are demanding more from their 401k. Some 401ks are allowing you to take an in-service rollover, which means that even though you're still working there for the company, you can roll part of the money out into a rollover IRA and invest in whatever you want. The warning there would be if you're under 59 and a half, it's not a good thing to do because there's a 10% penalty for doing it. If you're over 59 and a half, if your company allows it, they may allow a percentage of your portfolio to be rolled over. They may allow all of your portfolio to be rolled over. Or they may allow none of your portfolio to be rolled over into a rollover IRA. You have to talk with your benefits department to see what is allowed at your company. And there's a lot of companies that allow outside money managers to manage your 401k. It just depends on the company you work for and what the rules are. And if it comes down to, you know what, as long as you're working for us, you're limited to our choices that we offer. We have an arrangement through this company, whether it's MassMutual or Fidelity or whoever. And here's the menu to choose from. Here's the soup du jour. Here's the catch of the day. You have to do the best that you possibly can with the selections that are available to you. And, you know, there's not a lot I can do to help you other than the newsletter. I actually have two model portfolios in my newsletter. I have one that lists specific mutual funds. Some people have a wide array of mutual funds. They can choose from a very large universe. And you can more than likely find equivalent funds for the ones that I have in my model mutual fund portfolio that I publish every week. Or I have kind of a general allocation, a second one in my newsletter that says, you know, you should have this much small cap growth, U.S. small cap growth. You should have this much emerging markets. It's more general. It doesn't list specific funds, but it lists an allocation that I think is appropriate given the situation that we're in right now in the world, in the economy, in the global economy. The worst mistakes that 401k people can make, the biggest mistake you can make is not taking advantage of your 401k. Look, just bite the bullet and have 7-8% taken out every week and put away an automatic savings plan. It goes into a tax-deferred account. A lot of companies match. You're already getting a return on your money there. And then you can invest it. And the longer period of time you have, the more you can accumulate over the years. I've seen many people come to me with million-dollar rollovers from their previous employer that they've accumulated over the years by making it a habit of committing money to their 401k every week. The second worst mistake people can make is not investing their 401k properly. I had a client that never ventured outside of the cash account in her 401k. It never grew. It was a savings account, yes, but it should have grown by 8, 9, 10% a year. She missed out on a lot of growth over the long haul by leaving it in the cash account. And the third mistake people make in their 401ks is going to cash, then going back into the market, then going to having no clue as to where we're at in the economy. They'll get scared by a few down days in the market and they'll log on when they come home from work and move everything to the cash account. Look, I understand. The last bear market was 53% and nobody wants to lose 53% of their 401k. And there will come a time when it's appropriate to move it into cash, but it hasn't been the right thing to do for the last 6 years. So I try to help you with your 401k every single week in the newsletter, pwstreet.com. We'll talk about an individual stock when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, let's take a look at an individual stock that I currently own. This is on the aggressive side of the ledger. Actually, it's a mid-cap stock, I think. Now it's $6 billion in market capitalization. When I first started following Little Acorn Inc., it was a small-cap stock. And now it's a mid-cap stock from Little Acorns. Grow mighty oaks sometimes. I don't know if it's going to happen here, but it sure has been a good little stock over the years. This was a $1 stock in 2010, and today it's a $56 stock. What are they doing over there? I want to copy what they're doing. That's some phenomenal growth. That works out. Over the last 5 years, their earnings have been growing by 34% per year. This is one I own in my moderate risk profile. It's not an aggressive little micro cap or small cap, and it's not a large cap conservative stock. It definitely doesn't pay a dividend. It's a growth stock. It's a mid-cap growth spot stock. And that's been a sweet spot in the market in 2015. You know, part of being successful in the market is being in the right places at the right time and being out of the wrong places. I know I say this all the time, but it's so important. You know what the wrong places have been so far this year. It hasn't been a good place to be in the gold stocks, the mining stocks, and the multinationals that are suffering from a strong U.S. dollar. The small caps and the mid caps have been done a little bit better this year because they're growing a little faster. And if you think about it, they have less exposure overseas for the most part. They're not really multinationals yet. Little Acorn Inc., which is headquartered in Lake Forest, Illinois, develops pharmaceuticals in specialty areas such as ophthalmology, hospital drugs, and injectables. Ah, there's another right place at the right time. The medical sector has been a very good sector here in 2015. In fact, as I wrote my newsletter last week, one of the features of my newsletter every single week is to list the leading sectors in the market. This is where you want to focus your assets, in my opinion. You want to be invested in the leading sectors in the market, if we're in the market. The market's been good. That's the first decision that we have to make every day. It's been good for over 6 years. Stocks have been good. U.S. stocks have been good. So far, so good. Acorn is a U.S. stock. Mid-caps have been good this year. That's another point in its favor. We're trying to stack the odds. We're trying to put the odds in our favor. And even when we do that, we still pick losers from time to time. The companies disappoint. They miss their earnings. Something, all kinds of things can happen. I remember one stock that we owned maybe 15 years ago. It was a fertilizer stock, and somebody happened to be out at lunch break smoking a cigarette, threw their cigarette butt into an ammonia pile of ammonium phosphate or something like that, and blew up a major one of the buildings there at the company. I don't think anybody was hurt, but this was a major impact on their earnings that quarter, and the stock sank the next day or right after the explosion was reported. So, you know, just when you think you've seen about everything that can go wrong at a company, that was a new one on me. The fertilizer pile blows up at lunchtime. And that somebody got a safety violation there, you know. Anyways, Acorn Inc. has been a nice little growth company over the years. They will report earnings on May the 4th. So you've got 9, 10, about 15 days, 2 weeks from now. That always adds extra excitement to the equation because it's usually a flip of the coin whether they beat earnings or miss earnings. Generally speaking, however, it's been my observation over the years. I haven't proven this scientifically, but it's been my general observation that good companies have a propensity to report good earnings and bad companies have a way of reporting bad earnings. That's what makes them bad companies, right? And that's what makes them good companies, is good earnings, good reports, predictability, good management. And Acorn seems to have had some pretty good management over the years. By the way, the symbol is AKRX on the NASDAQ. Not a recommendation, it's just an example. I have to use examples. And if I use an example that we own at Gunderson Capital Management, I also disclose that we own it at Gunderson Capital Management in the, I don't own it personally. We own it in the moderate risk profiles, all right? Over the last 10 years, Acorn is one of the top performers in the entire market. And I featured Acorn many times. If you look at my app and you pull up AKRX on the Best Stocks Now app, and you scroll down to the comments down below that I've made on the stock over the years, anytime I send out a tweet on it, anytime I feature it here on the radio, anytime I write an article about it for one of the big financial websites, we record it down below. And you can see that I don't think I've ever had anything bad to say about this stock for several years. Why? Because over the last 10 years, AKRX has delivered 36% per year to investors. The market's delivered 6. No wonder this company gets a performance grade of A+. Somebody knows what they're doing over in Lake Forest, Illinois. Over the last 5 years, this is one of the top performing stocks in the entire market. You're saying, what? I never read about this in Barron's. I never saw this on the Wall Street Journal, or I haven't heard CNBC talking about it, or Bloomberg, or the Fox Business Channel. Well, you've heard about it here many times. The Best Stocks Now radio hour. Acorn has delivered 96% per year over the last 5 years. Yet in Barron's, you've heard about Johnson & Johnson many times. I'm not knocking Johnson & Johnson. I'm just saying that the performance can't hold a candle to what Acorn has done. 95% per year. Well, can they continue this? Look, past performance, no indicator of future results. But this is what they've done in the past. We hired Matt Kemp this year. The guy's batting like 360 so far this year. He got signed to a big contract based on his past performance. And so far, he's doing just fine. Our little Padres are on a roll. We're 9 wins and 5 losses. I have to wake up every morning and pinch myself and ask myself, am I dreaming? But we're having a nice start to our year here in Padre land. Over the last 3 years, Acorn has delivered 68% per year, the market 15%. And get this. Over the last 12 months, Acorn's up 131%. You say, well, Gunderson, come on. There can't be any value left here. This has got to be a stock that is so overblown, it's turned into a momentum darling. And I would come back at you and say, you know me, I don't buy stocks based just on momentum and performance. Then I would be a momentum investor. I'm also a value investor. In fact, half of my equation is based on valuation. Believe it or not, Acorn is still trading at a pretty steep discount to its growth rate, meaning that it has a PEG ratio of under 1. It's currently trading at 23 times forward earnings. I can remember not too long ago it was trading at 15 times forward earnings. Now it's trading at 23 times forward earnings. You say, well, that seems a little expensive. But it's expected to grow by 30% per year over the next 5 years. It's still trading at a discount to its growth rate. I have a 5-year target price at 97. It's currently trading at 56. I have how many stocks in my database right now? Stocks, mutual fund, 4,045. Acorn currently comes in at number 21. Now, the last issue, the last criteria that it has to pass, the last test that it has to pass, is its overall chart pattern. And I see a stock that's been going up, obviously, for the last year. It's still in a nice uptrend. And in fact, it's attempting to break out to new all-time highs on some pretty good accumulation here recently. So anyways, this is an example of a Best Stock Now, number 21 out of 4,045. You can look at its ranking history. 6 months ago, it was number 12. 3 months ago, it was number 36. It's remained in that upper echelon for a long, long time, and I continue to own Acorn, AKRX, not a recommendation, but a good example of a Best Stock Now from the mid-cap category in the U.S. stock market. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, so far we've talked about a wide variety of subjects here. We talked a little bit about what's going on on the earnings scene right now. And so far I would say that the trend is that companies are beating earnings. We've had about 100 companies report so far. I haven't seen any big misses yet. The vast majority are coming in and reporting earnings that are better than expected. The other trend that I'm seeing is that a lot of companies are missing on the top line revenue. But I think this is a temporary thing caused by this strong dollar, and I think that earnings are going to start recovering, even though this is going to be a very soft quarter, but it's coming in better than expected. We'll see. But I've seen nothing yet so far to convince me that the earnings picture in America is starting to turn sour or starting to turn cloudy or gloomy. It still looks sunny to me. And we're in our six year, 5 weeks of a bull market. And for me, it still continues. We talked a little bit about 401ks. It's never too late to get on track with your 401k. I don't care if you're 58 years old. I don't care if you're 34 years old. I don't care if you're 62 years old. It's all going to help in the end when you hang up either the laptop or you hang up the work boots or the hard hat, whatever it is. You know, it's going to help to supplement that money that comes from the government in the form of Social Security, which ain't much. Sure be nice to have some money stuck away in your 401k. It takes a little bit of discipline to have that money withdrawn from your, but you'll get by without it. You don't give up something to save that money every week. I don't know what it would be. There's all kinds of things you can look at. If you have a budget, a family budget, invest the money wisely. Watch out for that next bear market. Don't be playing games in and out of the market every couple of weeks. Look, over the last 6 years, you would have tripled your money by now. Just in the S&P. And I do every week a model portfolio on 401ks, mutual funds. You can go to my website at pwstreet.com and sign up for my newsletter and follow along. We talked about a best stock now for those of you who have stock portfolios. I gave you the attributes of a company. And there's lots of other companies that have attributes similar to that. And that's what I look for. I look for performance. And I look for value, and I have a proprietary formula that brings those two together, comes up with a grade, ranks it against all the other stocks in the entire market. I've invented an app called Best Stocks Now. Put it on your smartphone or just look at it on your PC. Go to beststocksnowapp.com and you can see it on the big screen. That's the big screen now. I can remember when a drive-in theater was the big screen. Now it's anything bigger than a smartphone is the big screen. I see these guys watching movies on their smartphones now. Wow. Wow, we've come a long ways in a short period of time. Okay, the last issue I want to cover is when to sell a stock. This is one of the biggest problems that most people have, and I'm going to use two examples. The first example I'm going to use is a stock that I currently own. It's a speculative biotech that's now up 78% since I bought it. The name of the stock is Anacor, A-N-A-C. You say, well, you should have sold it when it was up 10% and lock in your profit. That wouldn't have been very smart because now it's up 78%. You should have sold it, Bill, when it went up 30 or 40%. You're pressing your luck there. Well, you know what? Percentages on the way up, I would say, would be a very bad reason to sell a stock. Instead, I make the stock chart my final arbiter. As long as that thing is healthy and vibrant, it's got a good, healthy heartbeat and moving higher, why would I want to sell it? I've picked a good one. I finally landed on one that I've been looking for. This is what we're looking for when we're buying stocks, the big winners. You're not going to get a big winner if you sell it when it's up 10% or when it's up 20%. You want to let your winners run. And as long as it's running, You want to ride it for as much. If you can get a double or a triple out of it, there's nothing wrong with that. That can really carry your portfolio and give you some big returns overall. But if it starts to weaken, you know, you just kind of get a feel that all of a sudden it's got a runny nose or a temperature. And that comes, you know, from looking at stocks day after day for many months or weeks or whatever it is. And when it starts to weaken, I use the stock chart as my last decision maker. And that's why I look at everything I own on a daily basis. And 99% of the time when I look at the stocks that I own, my decision is to do nothing, to hold on to it, because it still looks healthy. Now, that's a stock that's going up. On a stock that's going down, here's a story I hear all the time. My broker bought me this stock, and now it's down 60%. And when I call him and ask him what to do about it, he says, well, we should buy some more here. You know what? That's a terrible strategy. That's not a strategy. That's a broker who was asleep at the wheel, who bought something, who realized soon that he'd made a bad choice, but instead of admitting it to the client and calling and saying, I think we should sell it here and cut our losses at 10% or whatever, he wrote it right on down. And pretty soon the client calls, mad, asks, now what should we do? Well, let's buy some more. You know, that's what they're taught to do. Because now you've lowered your cost basis. You're throwing good money after bad money. That's, to me, mismanagement. That's an indication that, you know, who's ever managing the account isn't minding the mint. I cut losses. If you look through my newsletter of the things that I've sold over the years, it would be rare that you find one that's down 60. Well, you just wouldn't find it unless it happened overnight. Most of the losses that I incur and the ones that I sell are 10% or less. I just don't like the way they're behaving. I made a mistake and it's time to move on. There's a lot of people, this should come as no shock to you, there's a lot of people in my industry that aren't really managing your money. They're asleep at the wheel. And, you know, you have to ask yourself whether or not you think who's ever managing the money, maybe it's you. Maybe you're asleep at the wheel. Anyways, you can get in touch with us, pwstreet.com or 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. We do things a little bit differently here. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.